Throughout the history of humankind, we've banded together in groups and tribes to survive. People need other people. Think of all the people who come together to contribute to making our lives better. Firefighters, police officers, doctors, farmers, the store clerk where we buy our groceries, sanitation workers, food bank volunteers. We can go on and on and on. Each of us somehow contributes to making life better for ourselves and for others. People need people. And we need each other not only for security or efficiency of scale, we're also social creatures by nature. This is how God created us. We all need others with whom we can share our lives, who accept us and care about us, who support us. We all need to love and to be loved. When we don't have love in our lives, we feel empty and depressed. We know that there's something missing. So it's no wonder that one of Jesus' desires for his followers is that they would come together, that they would find a unity based in God's love for them and their love for each other. Jesus wanted them to be a community, to support each other. That their love for each other would be a guiding light in the darkness of the world, so others would come to know that they too could have God's love in their lives. This is how the kingdom of God is built, by sowing the seeds of love and hope, growing communities of peace and justice. This is what the church is meant to do and to be. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, I proposed four qualities of a vibrant church, which are actually our purpose statement that's printed on the front of your bulletin. And we talked about service as one of those qualities. Well, another quality is the creation of meaningful and inclusive community. The church, which ideally is a microcosm of that kingdom of God, should nurture community. It should be a place where we love and support each other, where we can feel safe and vulnerable, where we'll be accepted just as we are. Such a community is life-giving. Think about the five causes of life that I like to talk about sometimes. They're all nurtured when we have community. The first is connection. Well, community connects us with other people, it helps us build relationships. Providing support, people that we can turn to in need. And the second cause of life is coherence. And community gives us a sense of belonging and coherence, a place that feels like home, where we're both accepted and valued. And the third cause is agency. And community gives us the opportunity to express our agency, to do. To contribute to something bigger than ourselves. The fourth cause of life is hope, and community can help provide hope for us, the feeling that life is going to be better when we're helping each other. And finally, the fifth cause is blessing. Community blesses our lives. When we come together, I think it's easier to see the good things in life, even in those times of struggle. We can better deal with life's loss and trauma when we do it together. Community nurtures life, an abundant life, a joyful life, a life that is meaningful. It helps us develop a sense of identity and purpose. It's vital for our mental and spiritual health, and even our physical health. Research shows that belonging to a strong community can lower our blood pressure and cholesterol levels, lead to healthier living habits, reducing stress and isolation. Now, the book of Acts tells us that the earliest Jesus followers came together in loving community. And so, as we seek to create and nurture and grow community amongst ourselves, we might reflect on that early Jesus community. We're told they devoted themselves to communal life, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Now, we've talked before about how food and drink are important aspects of relationships, in some way uniting us through participation in a common need. There's just something about eating together that opens us up and helps us connect to each other. Likewise, prayer also opens us up, makes us vulnerable, and connects us in our needs and in our joys, connects us to each other as well as God. And so maybe creating meaningful and inclusive community means eating and praying together, welcoming everyone. And we're also told that that early Jesus community shared all things in common, that everyone was given what they needed, and that this was done with sincere hearts. That is, they didn't give because they thought it made them look good, but they gave because they felt it was the loving thing to do. And so maybe creating meaningful, inclusive community is also about being sincerely generous, giving of ourselves and our resources freely, letting go of selfishness and jealousy, recognizing the value of all persons. This early Jesus community was based on their love of God and their trust in Jesus' message of good news for all of God's people. They had a common foundation and purpose, and it filled them with awe and joy. Others witnessed their love and joyful, generous lives, and they wanted that for themselves too. It was what they needed. And so that early community grew, shining God's light and love into the world, making a difference in the world. Communities can change the world. They help define our understanding of life through common stories, values, and goals. Creating meaningful, inclusive community means sharing ourselves and our community. And when we live lives based on love and share that love with the world will be affected. It will be changed. And like that early Jesus community, we too become God's light in the darkness, sowing love, hope, and peace and justice in the world. Now, of course, the book of Acts makes it sound really simple as well, right? It gives us an idealized picture of that early Jesus community. And we know from reading the letters of Paul and others in the Bible that even those early communities struggle. We're all human. We let our fear get the best of us sometimes. We're selfish, jealous, petty sometimes. Community isn't always easy, but it is profoundly necessary for our mental and spiritual health. It's profoundly necessary for the future of our nation and the world. Meaningful and inclusive community requires our commitment, devoting ourselves to living lives together, based in and drawing from God's love for us, as well as our love for God and each other. Community also requires working to build supportive relationship, even and maybe especially with those whom we struggle to get along with for whatever reason. Community requires open and honest communication, vulnerability, generous sharing. It requires compassion and empathy. It requires rejoicing in and celebrating our differences, encouraging and supporting each other. Creating meaningful and inclusive community means when we fail at those things that we forgive each other and begin again, as our mission statement says. It means being the change we want to see, modeling in here, in this church, the world we want to see out there in the world. Let's not be afraid to turn to each other and God for love and support, giving of our lives to help others, and accepting the help and support of others for ourselves. Let us strive to always be a meaningful and inclusive community, firmly rooted in the love of God for all. Amen.